This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a booster dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for those 65 and older and some high-risk Americans, paving the way for a quick rollout of the shots. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel could vote on the measures early as today. The use of a third shot of the vaccine, an agency official said at a public meeting of the panel on Wednesday. President Joe Biden announced in August the government's intention to roll out booster shots for people age 16 and older this week, pending approval by the FDA and CDC. Advisors for the FDA voted on Friday to recommend COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for Americans age 65 and older and those at high risk of severe illness after overwhelmingly rejecting a call for broader approval. Well, one day after taking the job, Florida's newly appointed Surgeon General has signed new coronavirus rules apps. Governor Ron DeSantis appointed Dr. Joseph Ladapo. He says the new rules will allow parents to decide whether their children should quarantine or stay in school after being exposed to someone who has tested positive. The CDC recommends a student should quarantine for 14 days if they are unvaccinated. It can be shortened to 7 days by testing negative. Unchanged are rules allowing schools in Florida to adopt mask mandates as long as students can opt out. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.